In 2011, Prague hosted its first gay pride parade, attended by 1 million people. Prague has since become one of the most LGBT-friendly cities in Central Europe. Today, there is an active gay scene in the city, with gay bars and travesty shows attracting locals and foreign visitors. To find out more about the life of a drag queen, Lena Fix interviewed Edgardo, also known as Gisela Kova.
Well, hello, I'm Edgardo, also known as Gisela.
Edgardo at day and Gisela at night. This is the life of this 36-year-old Puerto Rican man. Whether it is in Prague where he lives, or occasionally in South Florida, Edgardo trades regularly his flight attendant uniform for some heels and wigs to become Gisela Kova. Edgardo tells us more about how he became a drag queen.
I started doing drag by accident a long time ago. I used to be a professional dancer. I had a knee injury, so I stopped dancing. That's when I started flying. And then I ended up moving with some roommates to Boston. And one of them was a drag queen. And one night she was doing a Destiny's Child number, and one of the girls backed out at last minute. So she asked me if I could fill in for her. Literally in 2 hours, I was Kelly Rowland. And I ended up being more popular in the performance than the actual host of the show.
One might think that Edgardo and Gisela would have the same personality, but Edgardo claims something different.
Do you think that Gisela is that much different than Edgardo?
She's crazy.
How much crazier than you?
Have you seen a show? No, Gisela, she has no fear. She does whatever she wants when she wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't worry about what you think or anybody else thinks.
But do you?
I don't, because at that moment I'm Gisela.
Do you think that you've learned anything from Gisela?
That I should probably not be shy, because I'm really shy as Edgardo.
So you're way more outgoing as Gisela than you are with Edgardo?
Correct, because it gives me like a different perspective of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can walk into a bar as Edgardo, and I'm like the shy person that just goes to my friends and hangs out there. Whereas Gisela is the one that walks in and says, "The party has arrived. I'm here, let's go."
I was surprised to find out that Gisela and Edgardo had different social media pages. I quickly realized that this had also other reasons than simply self-promotion.
Why do you have two Facebook pages?
Well, I prefer to keep it separate, even though it's actually not separate, because every time I post something on either or, I always tag my other self. I just keep the people separate so I know who knows me as this character and who knows me for real.
Being a drag queen, does it affect your love life at all?
It does. The people that you meet outside of drag, you can tell them you're a drag queen, but it all ends up the same. They don't handle the fact that you get a lot of attention when you're out. And then other people you can meet, they fall for the drag queen. They think that's you, but they don't realize that's a character. You're not like that all day.
Being more sassy and extravagant isn't the only difference between Edgardo and Gisela. The appearance is key. But to go from man to drag queen, it takes a lot of steps. Those who said that women take a lot of time to get ready have obviously never met a drag queen.
It usually takes me minimum like 2 hours, because I like to take my time. And the first thing that has to happen is music. I have to get in the mood. Without the correct music, I can't go into that other character. Usually I do the outfits like beforehand, because once the makeup is on, because it's a lot of makeup. I mean, covering the eyebrows, foundations, concealers. Sometimes you mess up an eyebrow and you have to take it off. And usually I'm the one that'll swear 15 times once I realize it's messed up. Once you have all that on, plus you have a wig cap, plus the masking tape, plus the hair, you start getting hot. So the last thing you want to do is have to look for an outfit after all that's done. I plan it out, so once I finish the makeup, I'm on to gluing on the wig, putting the outfit, and then I gotta go because I'm gonna be late.
And how do you go from your place to the club, and how do people actually react to you just showing up in drag?
I usually go through Uber. And they enjoy it. I've had the best conversation with Uber drivers. I got 2 phone numbers.
I've seen videos of you and the other queens going to Burrito Loco at 3 a.m. How do they react to that?
Oh, they enjoy it. They love it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have fans from Burrito Loco now?
Of course. You'd be surprised how many people actually enjoy seeing a drag queen on the street. I have walked down Vino Hradi in drag at 6 p.m. and everybody just enjoys it.
So you never had actually any bad encounter from drag, discrimination or...
I've never had any at all. Which is surprising because I hear a lot of people have.
Even if Gisela has never faced discrimination herself, that doesn't mean that the drag scene has never been misunderstood.
What do you think is the biggest misconception about drag?
That you do it because you want to dress up like a girl, which that's actually not what it's about. They don't understand that it's a form of art.
So you consider yourself as an artist mostly?
Yeah.
From drag?
I mean, if I spend 2 hours painting my face, it's the same thing as if I sat and painted for 2 hours. That's an artist, right? You're doing what you would normally do on a Saturday night at 4 a.m. after you're drunk, except you're doing it with a wig and clothes. Like, I wish I could do drag as a boy. I wish I could go to a club as a boy and perform and death drop and twist and backflip, but nobody's going to enjoy it. Because as a boy, you would just be one other drunk in the club.
So it's not a girl impersonation. It's a girl, but like 10 times crazier.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It's that girl that you would never want to take home to mom.
A lot of dancing and lip syncing, a tad of humor, great looks, and even impersonations. Gisela does it all. But in order to win everyone's heart, both in the United States and in the Czech Republic, Gisela had to learn how to adjust to her audience.
When you're going to a drag show, you have to dress for the people, perform for the people. You need to adapt your drag to where you're performing.
So do you perform the same way here that you do in the US?
The Czech Republic is more impersonations. People enjoy more impersonations of artists. Where in the US, if you're not death dropping every 2 seconds or cartwheeling or backflipping, everybody's like, who is she? What is she doing? Like here, I can do Britney 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and everybody will love it. Mm-hmm. In the US, I do it once, it's okay. The second time, it's like, yeah, we've seen it. We saw it last month. We don't want to see it again.
What is your favorite part about your performances?
The favorite part is when the people scream. Yeah, when you hear, you know, you can be performing and it could be, you can hear woo, woo, woo. But then when you hear like a huge scream and yell because you did a death drop or something, like that's the favorite part. Because then it's like, yeah, they're enjoying it. If I ever did a show and there was total silence, I would retire.
So at 70, you'll be death dropping?
Correct. And my wheelchair will be waiting for me outside.
But way before becoming a drag grandma in a wheelchair, Gisela is nowadays, for many others, a loving drag mom.
Basically, the House of Kova is mainly more like a family. The family of drag peers. Basically, it's my house, and I'm the drag mother. So the people in my house are usually my drag daughters.
So could you explain what does it actually mean to be a drag mom?
Basically, it just means that they're people that you've taken under your wing that are not established drag queens. They're what we call baby drag queens who don't have gigs, who are new to performing. And you basically guide them, teach them, show them how to better their makeup, you know, better their clothing choices, critique their performances, and make them the star that they should be.
Speaking of which, I'm going to give the final words to Gisela's daughters. Here are the messages of Melancholia Blackbill and Dima Arest.
Right from the start, Gisela struck me as super nice and welcoming. And by creating the House of Kova, I feel like she brought together a group of amazing girls who she's very supportive of. And I'm really honored to be a part of her house. She's fierce, she's professional no matter the circumstances. And I have so much respect for her as a performer and as a person as well. Like, she's a blast to be around. And I know that me and the other girls can come to her for advice and she'll try to help. So thanks, Gisela.
Performing with Gisela was just something spectacular that I can never forget. And the way that she was helping us getting ready, helping me and all of us, was just, it really proved what kind of a person she is. So we love you, girl.